It has been a horrible week in the northeast of Libya. Storm Daniel burst through two dams near the city of Derna and flooded most of the city. Whole neighborhoods were destroyed.
This catastrophe is unprecedented, a catastrophe honestly no one could have imagined.
Imad El-Fala is part of the search and rescue committee in Derna, and he came from Benghazi to help. He said, the destruction is shocking.
This entire area has been demolished completely because of the flood. All the buildings, cars, people, everything. Everything has been swept into the sea.
So far, Libyan authorities say over 11,000 people are dead. More than 10,000 are missing. People have buried the dead in mass graves outside of the city.
It's rare that I haven't seen people crying. When you ask, people say my entire family was swept away.
Al-Fala says people need food, shelter, and medicine, and also something more.
And we are trying hard to provide psychological support to these families.
To tell us more about the rescue efforts, we're joined by Bashir Ben Amir, who is an aid worker with the International Rescue Committee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You were in Derna this week. What did you see?
Well, we've done a lot this week, actually. We've seen a lot as well. The city, the whole city, it was the city center that was in the coastal area that was, unfortunately, doesn't exist anymore today. The survivors are looking for their loved ones. We're speaking about a city that's, its infrastructure is completely destructed. Water, electricity, telecommunication, schools, the smell of death is everywhere. Currently, the rescue and search teams are working on the ground. This is the priority for the survivors and also for the health teams and for the Red Crescent, Red Cross societies and for all of us. At the same time, there are many difficulties related to access to the city. There used to be seven entrances for Derna. Now we have only one. That's not paved. That's not reliable. That's not originally used frequently. So yes, you can imagine how horrible is it, and overwhelming as well for the rescue teams, for the aid teams, and for everyone.
We've heard reports that, and I know this question puts you in a difficult position, but how effective has the government been in trying to organize resources and getting help?
You know that already Libya has been experiencing a protracted crisis since 2011, the instability, the political instability, and so on. And the division, the political division as well. But the governmental institutions right now, let's mention the National Center of Disease Control, plus the emergency and ambulance institution as well. They are there since day one. The aid also is coming from the communities, by the way. It's breathtaking how all the cities, individuals, communities, local organizations sent a huge amount of aid as well. Mm-hmm. But still, as I told you, the devastation is big and the situation is dire. And we haven't really faced this kind of emergency, at least for the last 50 years. So you can imagine how people are trying to cope or to be able to absorb this, the capacity of the government, despite if they are doing their best or not. We don't imagine that they have the capacity to deal with such a tragedy.
Mr. Ben Amir, I'm sure there are people listening to you who will wonder, what can I do to help? What do people need? How would you answer that?
The needs are mounting day after day. Now we are speaking about more than 30,000 people displaced. They need emergency shelter. They need health assistance. They need sanitation, proper sanitation units, hygiene. For me now, Derna does not have any drinking water. It must be bottled. It must be coming from a very clean source. They need psychological first aid. This is essential. They need emergency shelter. Again, the displacement will be enormous. Add to this, before the floods, already 800,000 5,000 people identified as in need for humanitarian assistance in Libya in 2023. Now we have another type of humanitarian crisis with different vulnerabilities, with different needs. Thousands will be added over the 800,000. And this is something that should be put in mind, given the dire situation before and after now the floods.
Bashir Ben Amir is a native working with the International Rescue Committee in Libya. Thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.